down the road, you'd be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did. So dream, explore, say yes to life. Be inspired to live life as an exciting adventure of discovery. You are listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, and I'm your host, Mark Susnell. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that hopefully will inspire you to be more open to possibilities that are around us all the time. And sometimes we're a little skeptical, and the idea is through this show is every week I invite people that I consider cutting edge thought leaders, some of whom are visionaries, and many of whom you've probably have heard about. And throughout the years, I've heard about Lynn Andrews, and she's an amazing human being. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She has a new, an updated version of her power deck, the Cards of Wisdom. And this came out about 30 years ago, and this is just released in the last, I think it's going to be released in the next few weeks. And what it is, what she says about Power Deck, we are as in need of a relationship with the universe, with each other, and with the spirit we always have been. The Power Deck opens this connection, inspiring and creating an awareness of the shared sacred beauty within all that exists. Lynn has studied with shamanic women on four different continents. Over the last 30 years, she shares her ancient teachings in her more than 20 books, including the Medicine Woman series, which includes New York Times bestsellers Medicine Woman and Jaguar Woman. Her books have been translated into 14 languages, and she speaks at conferences throughout the world. So I'm honored to have Lynn Andrews on the Inspire Possibility Show, and we were talking a little bit off air. So welcome, Lynn.
So, I think I punched the wrong button.
So that's interesting about pushing the wrong button, right, in life, how we sometimes we think we push the wrong button, but actually it's opening it up to a whole new reality, a whole new world.
Well, it's so true. It's like being in an airplane and you've got this huge deck of buttons in front of you. And you push the wrong one, you might go somewhere very different than you thought. And maybe that's a good idea, you know? One never knows.
It is. It is, because it kind of opens us up, like I say, into a whole world that I think I shared with you off air that over the holidays, kind of with my family, we kind of all played around with the cards, and we picked a card, and I just want to say the cards are so beautiful, and
aren't they?
They're Rob amazing.
Rob Schouten did the paintings. He's a Dutch artist, although he lives, I believe, still on Whidbey Island up in Washington, and tremendously talented. And when I wrote the teachings that correspond to the painting, it was just so wonderful to work with him. I mean, the paintings were already created, and I'd work with the paintings to teach, for instance, something like, you know, I was interested in how I would put the unknown on the back of a card. You know, how do you speak about
the unknown? And I just want to interject, Lynn. I just, like I say about pushing the wrong button, opening up to a world of possibility, is that I decided what I was going to do for this show was I was going to look at all the art, and I was going to pick a card so I could have something to, you know, tune into and talk to you about it. So the card that I was drawn to, this card, it looks like it's a pyramid, with somebody sitting by the pyramid, and there are two stones, and I turn it on the back, and it says the unknown.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Synchronistic, and darling.
What's also interesting is that last year I wrote a book, a fable, called The Soul of Uncertainty. And I just think as I get, advance in years, that I realize that life is such a mystery and that we have to be willing to embrace it and to, I see it as an adventure, and to embrace it and to be open to possibilities and to keep, to keep being explorers of wherever it is we're going to go. And I just, the unknown is, I think that when we start to think of the unknown as our friend, right, rather than something to be afraid of, it just opens up a world of possibilities. So that's why I love this card.
It's so funny because that's the card I pulled for this discussion that we're having today. And there are 45 cards here that... It's definitely interesting to me because we are, I think, Mark, you'd agree with me, that we're at a time of great uncertainty in many aspects of our lives. You know, we're not quite sure where we're headed. I think you can fill yourself with hope and experience the joy of every day that you are physically in a body in this incredible world. I mean, we are a mysterious unknown in itself. Just look at your body. I mean, everything is working and you're not telling it to. You know, it is the gift of the prime mover or God or goddess, whoever that is in your life, the gift of life, the gift of life force. So uncertainty is something, or the unknown, and people are afraid of that, I've noticed. I'm sure you have as well. And people like to play God. They want to know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, and they're going to make it happen. And in some ways, if it's positive thinking and something that has to do with great possibilities, that's a wonderful thing. But it also can be a negative thing. And that's very frightening, I think. I think people are filled with a kind of strange negativity today that I've never seen anything quite like it. And I wish they would quit it and celebrate the beauty and the joy that they really have, no matter where they are in the world, because they're
right.
Alive, don't you think?
I do. I think that each day is a blessing, and I think a little bit differently because I think that the world has always been full of uncertainty. I mean, I can remember, you know, when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, we didn't know if the world was going to blow itself up, and in fact, most people thought we would. And
yes.
I think that today is, yes, there's a lot of fear and a lot of that is hyped by the media because it's become a business, right? The media is
right.
A big business. It's not just a source of information anymore. It's more of a vehicle of persuasion. And
right.
But
right.
I also think it's an incredible time to be alive, and there's more visionaries like yourself that are spreading light, and we
yes.
also have the ability to come in contact through the internet with more and more people, and I just think it's an amazing time. And yes, there's a lot of fear and all that kind of stuff, but I just find that having shows like this show, the Inspire Possibility Show, I get to interact with people like you, and vice versa, where it just a lot, and everybody that gets to listen to the show, right, gets all this information that is more optimistic, more positive, and So, you know, you've had quite an interesting life. I mean, traveling around and meeting all these shamans and different cultures. And, you know, I always start with the premise that we teach what we want to learn. And so.
Absolutely. I think that's so true. And.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so what prompted you to all of a sudden, I don't know how it occurred, but you say, okay, this is my life. Where were you at in your life? Did like a light bulb come on and go, okay, girl, you need to do this?
All right. Oh, my God. If only it were that easy. When I was born, we lived in Washington State for a while outside of Spokane, and I would ride to school on my little Pinto mare, and my girlfriend was a Native American, and she'd ride by, and we'd go to school together. And one day, I looked at her. Oh, yes, we rode horses to go to school. And this is very rural, obviously. And I was looking at her, and I could see lights around her. I could see lights around people. I thought everybody could see this sort of thing. I didn't realize until that day when I mentioned to Beverly, I said, honey, I don't know how you say this as a six-year-old. I said, honey, you know, I can see the red around you. I know you've been hurt terribly this morning. Is there anything I can do? Well, instead of feeling like supported by a friend, she was terrified that I could see into her, and she was so desperately trying to hide the fact that her father, very well-known alcoholic, had beaten her badly that morning. And she didn't want anybody to know, and we almost lost our friendship over that incident. And it scared me so because I treasured her as a friend. And my parents were getting a divorce. I felt very lonely. I had no brothers and sisters. So as a result, I turned off what I could see as best I could. I had always been able to see lights around people, to see the depth of their dis-ease, if you will. I didn't know what it was at the time. I just thought it was lights around people. So I turned that off the best I could and tried to be, at the age of six, tried to be different from what I was. And I separated in my reality in that way. And it wasn't until much later in life, really, that I began to realize that you cannot live differently from what you are. You have to be who you are, no matter what. And later on, you know, in my teens, I began to realize that. And I always wanted to find a teacher, someone that could explain to me why I could see lights and why I had never met anybody else who could do that, but I didn't talk about it anyway. So who knows? Maybe there were people. But I went kind of in search of a teacher. I asked my parents to send me to Catholic school because there was a chapel in the school and I could pray. And I wanted to learn about the Bible and Jesus and everybody else that had been an extraordinary healer in the world. I just read copious amounts, numbers of books, and my dad was part of the Nobel family from educated in Norway, and he had an incredible ability to tell stories, and he taught me so much, and that was a wonderful thing.
Would you say he was like your first teacher, your first mentor?
I guess he was. The problem was he was also very abusive. I think he was probably bipolar, or I don't know. But anyway, he would be great for about 3 or 4 days, and then he'd go into a rage And because of the rage, excuse me, I couldn't relax and learn from him in the way that maybe I could have. But anyway, yes, he was my first teacher, I would say. And I had, then there was a Jesuit and a nun, both of whom were quite wonderful in teaching me various things about the Bible. And so I kind of tried to forget about all this. And I still was seeing things, and things would happen. I would know that someone had an illness that maybe they didn't know they had. And it was so hard for me not to go to them and say, "Do you know?" And I didn't.
Right.
I never would. And not until much later. And so it was interesting. You know, I'm so excited about this new edition of the Power Deck because it offers the same cards. And the only thing is that the ceremonies and the visioning behind them has deepened a bit. So when I read the writing on the back of the cards, which is a teaching, it underlines something that I've said so often that, and Mark, I'm sure you've seen this, that ancient teachings are as applicable in the world today as they were thousands of years ago. And we so deeply need a relationship with the universe, with each other, other countries, and with spirit. And it's the same as it's always been. So the Power Deck, when you use it, opens this connection. It's inspiring, and it creates an awareness, I think anyway, of the shared and sacred beauty within all that exists, all of creation. So you are made out of the same protons, electrons, neutrons that I am made out of, and this bookcase across from me is made out of, that a knife or a gun or a sacred pipe, everything is made out of the same energy. So when we say that we're all one, we truly are all one. So, did you see what I mean, Mark?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think the same way. I mean, I don't maybe believe it totally like you do, but I'm close.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's a fact. It's not something you need to believe in. The energy is the same. It's just how that energy is formed. If people could realize, and I jump up and down when I talk about, because if you could learn that your thought form, what changes the appearance of that energy? The appearance is shifted by how you think. And if you want a successful, happy life, you dream it into being. And so many people will say, "Oh, for heaven's sake, Lynn, that really sounds easy." But it isn't easy. Because we have so many blocks that come in front of us, that keep us from being who we really are. We sabotage ourselves. It's not somebody out there that's doing it. It's us. And
why do you think that we sabotage ourselves?
Well, I work a great deal with abuse and abused women and abused men also. But it seems to be that more women are abused in this life than others. And abuse, I'd say 92% of the people in the world come out of abuse. And I've traveled all over the world. And I work with people as I go along. And it comes from childhood. When you grow up in family that teaches you that you're not worth anything, that you're ugly, that you're stupid, that you are a second-class citizen, that you are unintelligent, whatever. You come out of that childhood feeling those things, and maybe you've gone to therapists and you've gone through all this stuff to work with it. But people don't understand that there's a physical aspect to abuse and there is a spiritual aspect. And if you work just on the physical, you're going to miss it. It's still going to be affecting your life. You have to work on this from a place of spirituality, sacredness. So when, you know, I'm a shaman. Okay, what in the world is that? A shaman, the word shaman, means something different. And every nation, every tribe, and probably everyone who ever says the word, shamanism is learning, basically, how to choreograph the energies in the universe. And it is understanding that we really are all one, understanding thought form, understanding that we are all part of each other, and that we are here to learn that. That's my feeling after working with people all over the world. Life, this earth walk, is a schoolhouse. And what do I mean by that? I mean that most likely reincarnation exists. I don't know. I don't ask anybody to believe that. It's just been my experience. And reincarnation, or coming back to learn things. So in other words, your whole life is part of a schoolhouse. It's an experience of learning, letting go of what no longer serves you, that most likely is causing you pain, and you don't even realize it. That's the problem. How do you realize these things? So that's why I've got a card deck.
So
if
part
you
of it
draw
is to...
a card... Yes, if you draw a card every morning, just a card, whatever it is, and you look at it, and it says, destiny. And your act of power is the key to your destiny. Well, what does it mean, act of power? It means how you put yourself out into the world as your creation. Your act of power. It's like a sacred flute player enticing your truth of spirit out into the light of day. Own your power because you are made of power. An act of power comes from a place of passion within your deepest being. It is an expression of your totality, of who you are in the world. To find your act of power is to live your dream. What would you do if you could do anything? And P.S., you can. Discover what that is and then do it. To find your power is to find your destiny. And I don't mean power over someone. I mean power
right.
over your
personal
thought,
power.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
You
and,
have,
you know,
you have
really,
to. Yeah, you have to have something bigger than yourself. Something to.
Exactly.
Something, a purpose, a mission, something that, so when stuff comes up, you don't focus on the stuff that comes up so much because you're focused on your purpose and
yes.
whatever it is.
And you know, it's interesting. I have a 4-year school without walls. In other words, you take school from anywhere in the world. And it's an incredible, wonderful adventure. But you can take a card in this deck of cards, just pull one a day, or do, you know, I have a lot of different ways to use the card.
Right.
But I can promise you, if you pull a card a day for a week, it will change you. It will make you begin to realize, wow, there really are all possibilities out there. And I need to work on this. I need to work on the way I'm thinking. If you go to work and you're critical of people that you have in your office, that criticalness will come back at you. You know, it's not just a thought that you put out into the world, it'll come back to visit you. So if you can realize that and put out, I don't know, there's somebody in your office that you can't stand them. They're just mean to you. And you can say, instead of, God, I hate that guy, he's so mean to me, you could say, thank heaven I have the possibility and a job that I come to where that's possible. They can be critical of me, but thank God I have this job and
right,
I
to
can
be grateful
with this situation.
Right.
Yeah.
To be grateful.
Grateful. Exactly.
Yeah. That's key. Because it, you know, it's key because it changes your thinking and your energy. Rather than feeling a victim or what's wrong with your life, you see what's right about your life and all your blessings. And I don't know, I think you said earlier in the show is to just to be alive is a blessing, and to be excited about this day and to, I'm always in the question of, I wonder what the highlight of my day is going to be. I'm always in that question. And it can be two or three different things. But rather than thinking about, oh, my God, this is going to happen. Oh, I don't want to do this. Or I'm always in that question and being open to possibility. So I don't know. When I start my day, I don't know what the highlight's going to be. But I do know there is going to be one, because that is that's the decision I made a long time ago. And it's just a question for me to be open to that.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the best time to think that is at the end of the day, when you say, okay, what was this day really about? Think about it. What did you accomplish? What would you have changed? What, you know, write a quick diary every day of what occurred. And how did you affect that? Or did you? It's in my school, in the mystery school, I teach people how to keep a diary of thought, for instance. Keep a diary of how you were learning and what does it mean to you to do a study of the sacred twins. Within each of us, we have sacred twins, male and female. And oftentimes, those sacred twins don't get along. But you're totally oblivious about it because you don't know about them. So when you work with the power deck helps you to find things. Like, I just drew
so Lynn,
a card and it was, yes.
Lynn, we're kind of running out of time, unfortunately.
Okay.
But how do people, we've been talking about power deck, how do people get the power deck? That's what and how do people get a hold of you?
Well, lynnandrews.com is my website. I'm also on Facebook, and please go up on Facebook and like me. I love to be liked.
We all do.
Also on Amazon, something is very interesting. If people pre-order, you become, if there's a lot of people that pre-order, then they get the book out more quickly. I think the actual pub date is January 8th, so it's right around the corner.
I'm
so excited about it. If you pre-order, then you can go to my site. And I'm just thinking of this right now. If you pre-order and tell the store, I have a little shaman shopping store, and all my 21 books are there and lots of other things. And there'll be a free MP3 gift for you if you pre-order now.
Well, that's very generous of you, and very generous of you to be our guest today on the Aspire Possibility Show. It's been delightful to actually hear you in person in terms of your voice and to kind of get to know you to a certain degree. And I really appreciate your being on the show. And wish you well, and also for your commitment to make a better world. I just think that it's taken a stand and listening to that inner voice, which you did. So thank you so much, Lynn Andrews, for being on the Inspire Possibilities show.
Oh, Mark, and happy, happy New Year to you, and good luck. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thanks for listening. I hope you feel inspired to take the next step in your life. And if you haven't already, please take the time to visit my website at inspirepossibility.com and discover the various services and products we offer that could just very well change your life.